Welcome now to Passion Week. It is indeed a roller coaster of passionate feelings, from desperate hope on the day of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, to the petty disgust of the disciples as they witness the anointing, to the vehement confession of loyalty from Peter, to the profound fear in Peter as he denies Jesus three times, from Jesus' tears on the Mount of Olives to the screams of the traitorous crowd, "Give us Barabbas!" Oh yes, this is a week of tremendous passions. 2,000 years ago. So much so that the echoes of it are still bouncing through time, waving over us even now as we remember and celebrate this Passion Week. Today is Palm Sunday, and it's hardly ever called that anymore. In the lectionary it says, Passion/Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday was first celebrated as a church holy day in the Christian church in Jerusalem in the 4th century. The elders of the church believed that it was necessary for the followers of Jesus Christ to reenact this important occasion. This was, after all, the one and only time that so many people gathered during Jesus' earthly life to welcome him with joy and praise, acknowledging Jesus as the Son of David. "Hosanna!" they cried out and waved palms. "Hosanna! Hosanna!" Translated means "save us." And now people say, "Save us! Save us!" So the tradition began at some point in the 4th century. At 5 o'clock on the Sunday before Good Friday, all the Christians of Jerusalem would gather at the Mount of Olives and read aloud Mark chapter 11, the triumphal entry, and they would parade into the city carrying palm branches, scattering them on the road to market, and singing hymns of praise and joy. "Hosanna! Hosanna!" They would also read and sing the Zechariah passage. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he. Humble and riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth." And they would be happy. These were the sacred words of prophecy that were made true that day when Jesus entered Jerusalem, that happy day. Today, we have millions of brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world who paraded to church this morning, singing loudly and waving their palms, scattering them in the streets to mark the way. Even today, there are millions of Christians in Africa and in Europe who are feasting and celebrating the end of somber Lent with dancing and brightly colored clothes. They danced on their way to church this morning in Africa, and they sang loudly. Imagine that. They are all remembering and celebrating that one day in Jesus' life when it seemed the world's eyes were opened and they could see Jesus for the Savior that he was. In many other cultures than our own, this Palm Sunday requires far more jubilance and gaiety than Easter. What happened to us in our little corner of the world, in our little theological realm, that we, Presbyterians, reserve all our happiness for the Easter morning? Why do we so downplay the exuberance of Palm Sunday? So many other churches are decorated with rainbows today. What do we have? Not much. Pastor Lawrence Hall Stuckey, in his book, Calendar, discusses Palm Sunday. And I quote, The final Sunday of the 40 days of Lent is known by various titles, but almost nowhere is it any longer simply Palm Sunday in either name or recommended manner of observance. The basic reason is this: to separate out the narratives of the entry into the city and interpret the occasion behind them as utterly joyous and victorious is to misread the Gospels. The label triumphal entry is a misnomer and a source of much misinterpretation. The New Testament writers knew full well that the Hosanna, Hosanna shouts of Sunday will by Friday turn into the calls for crucifixion. The entry into the city is charged with irony and is about us as fully as it is about ancient Jerusalem. Our faith, too, is fickle. We are the crucifiers of the one whose coming we have called blessed. Jesus enters the city for one reason only: to die. Palm Sunday observances that are three cheers for Jesus forfeit biblical integrity. End of quote. And so that is the reason we Protestants in America do not make merry on Palm Sunday. We like to see ourselves as deeper thinkers, able to hold together the totality of the passion experience from the so-called triumphal entry to the crucifixion. And when we do, it's hard to get real happy about it. But that's just the price we must pay for being biblically literate, reformed believers. In Presbyterian churches everywhere this morning, preachers are preaching about the passion, not the triumphal entry. The events leading up to the death of Jesus. They are trying to make the point that you, each one of you, and I, are just like Pontius Pilate, and like the crazed, bloodthirsty crowd who called for Jesus to be killed. This kind of reflection upon our own sinful human nature, our own helplessness, is part and parcel of Lent. For 6 weeks now, we have been contemplating our part in sin, how we have cooperated so willingly in our own demise, and we have sought help from God to heal us, to save us, and to make us better people. In this dark time of the year, though as we have experienced, even in this darkness, we discover much treasure of the soul. Still, we are only able to look within and wrestle with our darkness because we are energized by the grace and the hope that is Jesus Christ. We can only delve into the depths because we know that the Lord who loves us waits in the light and calls for us. We long for the lightness of Christ's burden and for the chance to enjoy our salvation as followers of the empty cross. But first, we are called to follow Jesus on this road into Jerusalem and watch as his body fills the cross. This is the business of Passion Week. I have come to believe that the 6 weeks of Lent, followed by a week of pain and sorrow, is too much for humans to bear. We are human beings. We are not Jesus. I believe that Jesus sensed this about us when he came into Jerusalem that fine spring day 2,000 years ago. The crowd gathered happily. Jesus played his role, coming in on the donkey colt, Jesus, let them be happy and full of hope on that day. Remember, Jesus had not achieved the political kingship of Israel. It just looked like he might. People were not saying he did it. They were saying, he could do it. He's going to do it. The crowd did not suspect that what Jesus was about to become was the savior of all creation. They couldn't think that big. They were just hoping for a really great local king that would restore the Israelites' position of supreme power in the known earthly world. But Jesus knew what was about to happen. Did he stop on the road into Jerusalem to correct the crowd's misunderstanding? No! He let them have their hope. Let them witness the human form of the world's Savior begin the last week of his earthly life. Begin it on a day of joy. I firmly believe that Jesus himself was happy that day and thoroughly enjoyed that moment in the sun with these fickle human beings. My point is this: knowing the whole story of Passion Week as we do, why not celebrate Palm Sunday with every bit of human art that we can muster? I say, let this be a celebration of hope that brings forth from people their best. And when the celebration of the resurrection comes, let us honor that day as the day our hope was realized. Palm Sunday for people who shout, "Save us!" knowing that God will. Easter Sunday for God's gift of salvation made complete once for all. Dr. Stuckey's insight into Palm Sunday is so important for understanding why our culture, with its history of Puritanism and Protestant revival, does not think that it is right to be happy on this day, knowing the horror that lies ahead. Surely this insight has not been lost on millions of people who do celebrate Palm Sunday with joy and feasting. They can't be completely ignorant boobs. But they who are joyful on this day may have an insight for us to hear. Jesus went with it. And so those who love the Lord may also go with it. Shout Hosanna, brothers and sisters. And let us not iron out the emotional roller coaster week ahead, but let us ride on with the Lord. Let us ride on in majesty, knowing that God is with us, even as God has been with every believer throughout time, even as God was with those fickle people on that first triumphal entry. Those wicked, horrible people who were happy on that day and full of hope. Let us be happy today and make ready our hearts for the Passion Week of Christ and be not afraid to ride it. So I ask you to pray with me now, the best prayer that I know, that is about the turbulence of life, the roller coaster that is the life in Christ. I ask you to pray with me the 23rd Psalm. I only know the King James Version. I hope you do too, but you can look it up in your pew Bibles. Let us pray. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.